You're listening to SBS News. Victorian health authorities estimate that up to one quarter of residents in one public housing tower in Melbourne will contract COVID-19. Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton says there are at least 53 cases in the North Melbourne tower block, so everyone will need to remain in a hard lockdown for another 9 days.
We need to recognise that there might be 20-25% of individuals in that particular tower who end up developing coronavirus and potentially more. So that has, much like an aged care facility, been designated as everyone requiring quarantine. Obviously, 5 days of quarantine have been done already where people have stayed in their apartments. But there are another 9 days that will be required for people to be in quarantine in that particular tower.
Premier Daniel Andrews says Victoria has had to make some hard decisions.
We are in a strategy at the moment to try and drive down numbers, and we therefore need to take some hard decisions, some difficult decisions, but those based on medical advice in order to achieve both good outcomes for individuals and their families, but good outcomes for communities and indeed our whole state as well. And that's exactly what these decisions represent.
2,515 tests were conducted in 9 public housing estates, returning 159 positive cases. The 9 towers were placed into lockdown on the weekend, and the tests revealed that 2 of the towers are, so far, free of coronavirus, while the other 6 have relatively low infection rates. Those 8 towers will join the rest of Greater Melbourne and the Shire of Mitchell and revert to stage 3 restrictions for the next 6 weeks. Victoria recorded 165 new cases overall, and 477 of the state's current active infections are cases of community transmission. Since the virus found its way into the community because of hotel quarantine failures, there have been increased calls for the widespread adoption of face masks. Deputy Chief Health Officer Nick Coatsworth says face coverings are recommended in areas like the Melbourne metro area and the Shire of Mitchell at times when people feel they're unable to keep their distance from others.
Surgical mask or cloth mask use is recommended if you find yourself in a situation where you cannot socially distance. This means that if you have to leave your home for any of those reasons for which it is permissible, and you are likely to find yourself in a situation where you cannot maintain 1.5 metres distance, that is, it is advisable to be covering your face with a mask. That, of course, does not change our advice on social distancing. It continues to be the case that the most important measure that you can do to prevent the virus from getting from one person to another is to maintain your distance between individuals.
The Australian Medical Association believes it's time for Victorians to wear masks and points to data collected in the United States that it says demonstrates the widespread use of masks can produce similar outcomes to hard lockdowns. The AMA's Victorian President, Associate Professor Julian Raitt, spoke to Radio 3AW.
The data says that it's about 85% or 80% effective, so that, in other words, very close to the effect of a hard lockdown if a substantial number of people actually wear masks. And that's based on epidemiological data from the United States, where they had compared states that had mandated the use of masks to those that hadn't.
So far, New South Wales is among other jurisdictions that don't have a problem with community transmission, and Premier Gladys Berejiklian hopes it stays that way. She reiterated her plea to people living in communities on the New South Wales-Victoria border to stay in their local area.
We won't know if there's been community transmission bubbling away under the surface that we don't know about for certain until another few weeks, which is why our state has to be on high alert. We have to be high alert in the activities that we're undertaking, to making sure we're being fussy about how we interact with others and how others interact with us, and especially border communities. Please do not not go outside your border community unless you absolutely have to. And similarly, if you're a resident of New South Wales and you've got family or business activity down there, please don't go down there unless it's absolutely, absolutely essential, because we won't know for a few weeks, we won't be confirmed for a few weeks that there hasn't been that level of community transmission that would cause us any concern.
One lapse that could potentially have an impact on COVID-19 numbers was the failure to screen some of the passengers on board a Jetstar flight from Melbourne when they disembarked in Sydney on Tuesday night. Jetstar's chief executive, Gareth Evans, says the airline should not have allowed the passengers to leave given there were no health officials ready to screen the passengers. Mr. Evans stressed that all the passengers were screened before they left Melbourne.
There was not a New South Wales health official in the aerobridge. They should have been. Our people should have held the aircraft. They didn't. The passengers got off. We followed them up as quickly as possible. I think what's important, though, is that these passengers were screened. They were screened in Melbourne, and it's the same screening process in Sydney. So they were not unscreened passengers. We need to strengthen, together with New South Wales Health, the rules and processes to make sure that we appropriately screen all passengers at both ends.
But why didn't Jetstar hold the plane and the passengers there until the health team was ready?
Well, you know, as rules change and develop, sometimes these things break down. Unfortunately, that happened.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.